Need to put that on. Good evening. It's good to see everyone out this morning. My ADHD kind of got the better of me, and maybe my emotions too. I'm an empath, I think, by nature. And so when I kind of let things build up, I have a hard time, and I often will turn to the Psalms. And so that's what we're going to look at tonight, is going to look at in the Psalms, Psalms 37, to be specific, if you want to turn over to that. Sometimes I get discouraged, and I know that that's not just me. If I allow myself, though, to think very long, I can get real discouraged. I think about people like Paul in India and how much this virus has ravaged their already difficult life situation, and it's made even worse by this pandemic. And just thinking about all the suffering and strife over the world for lots of different reasons, sometimes we get so focused on what's going on right in front of our face that we forget about the suffering in the world. Yet, as we think about that, it gets a little bit overwhelming sometimes. So again, I was thinking about the Psalms and that so much of our life is lived where things are outside of our control. And I don't know about you, but I like to have control. I want to be the captain of my own ship. I want to be the determiner of my own destiny, but it simply just doesn't work like that. There are so many times in our lives where we have to just be still and know that He is God and that we are not. That He's in charge of setting everything right, and He will. There are some Psalms that I want us to bring to mind, and with that, again, turn over to Psalms 37. The psalmist there says, and the heading says specifically of David, and then it says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." We're gonna read this whole text here in just a few moments, but I want us to see how this theme plays out over and over and over throughout the Psalms. Don't worry about evildoers. I know it seems like evil is winning. I know that it seems like God's people are losing. I know that it seems like on the surface, in the present, in this moment, that evil is going to win and you are going to lose. But the psalmist says, that's not true. Trust in the Lord. Be patient. Wait. And while you wait, while you're patient and while you're trusting in the Lord, do good. Be faithful. Be righteous. Live as God called you to live and trust. And just wait and don't be anxious. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Their fate is sealed. Their time is short. They will soon fade like the grass. Trust in the Lord, and He will set everything right. That's the theme of this psalm. Verse 5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. He will vindicate you." He continues, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil." And I think we could probably just park right there and spend the rest of the night thinking about and meditating on that truth, couldn't we? Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. And I don't know about you, but it gets me angry when I see evil being done, when I see people being hurt, when I hear people saying and doing things that are unkind and unloving, when people are lying and spreading falsehood, it makes me angry. And the psalmist says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. You will eventually end up joining them in doing evil if you continue on that path of anger and wrath and anxiousness, fretting over what is happening. The psalmist says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. And you'll remember, of course, that this is what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, but the meek will inherit the earth. Don't worry about evildoers. Don't worry about that you have to bring them down. Don't feel like you have to put them in their place. Don't worry. Don't be angry. Don't be wrathful. Wait for the Lord. And while you wait, do good. Be faithful. Help people. Love people. And be patient. He continues, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. So we see this, don't we? That sin is self-destructive. Violence is self-destructive. Oppression is self-destructive. This sort of violence and oppression, it will eventually destroy the one who perpetrates it. He says, their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance, but the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. The wicked borrows, but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Now, this is what resurrection is all about. We see that, don't we? That this is what resurrection is all about, that God is faithful. That even though you fall, God will raise you up. If you wait for him, and you are meek, and you are patient, and you forsake wrath, and you put away anger, if you fret not yourself of evil, but yet you are faithful and patient, waiting for the Lord and doing good, though you fall, you will not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds your hand. Verse 25 says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil and do good. So shall you dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice and will not forsake his saints. The Lord will not forsake his saints. That's why Jesus isn't still in the tomb. That's why Jesus lives, because God does not forsake his saints. And by the grace of God, as Christians, we are too his saints. As Christians, we are his holy ones. You are his covenant people. And the Lord does not forsake his saints, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like in the present, what it looks like in the moment, no matter what it looks like temporarily, this situation, whatever situation you're in, no matter how hard it is or how much it looks like evil is prospering and winning, that's simply not true. That God does not forsake his saints, and evil's time is limited. That he will bring evil down, both the physical evil that we witness and the cosmic evil that is behind the scenes. God will set everything right. Turn away from evil and do good. So shall you dwell forever, for the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to power or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. This is a sort of patience that is not a way of being apathetic about evil. It's not being dismissive about evil. It's exposing evil for what it is. And it says that's wrong. That's oppressive. That's violent. That's sinful. That's wicked. It exposes it. But at the same time, it instills with us the ability to love our enemies, to turn the other cheek, to go the extra mile, to put away wrath, to put away anger, to be patient, to do good, to love, to be faithful. He says, the wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to his power or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree, but he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. When evil is prospering, it looks like it will always prosper. When the wicked are doing evil and they're doing their thing and they are growing and sin and destruction and violence seem to be growing. I recently watched a documentary about World War I, and I just thought about those European countries, what they went through when that war began spreading, and just literally almost everything was destroyed. Trenches were dug into the ground that used to be green, fertile pasture land, and it now looked like the surface of the moon, just barren and filled with death and destruction. And then the enemy would literally kill everything as it retreated to so the pursuing troops couldn't use any of the supplies, kill all the animals, cut down all of the trees so that nothing could be used by the enemy. And when you look at that sort of destruction and death and you think, how is this ever going to end? How is God ever going to set things right? And the psalmist says, look, I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree, but he passed away. And behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. Mark the blameless and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. That's good. But the transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in a time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Take refuge in the Lord. Be still. Wait for him, no matter what it looks like now. We can endure the present in light of the future. That's how we live as meek and faithful and righteous people, doing good and waiting for the Lord in the moment because we know what the future holds. We know that evil and wickedness, that their time is limited. Satan really has already been defeated. He just doesn't know it yet. And if he does know that his time is about up, just wait. Wickedness will not last forever. God will set everything right. God will raise up the faithful ones that shall inherit the inheritance that is waiting for them by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, as Christians, you and I are his saints, and God does not forsake his saints. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, we urge you as always to make that decision. Not making a decision in one way is making a choice. But we urge you to come to Jesus, to put on Christ in baptism, to be raised up a new creature. You might find that your faith is weak and you need the prayers of your brothers and sisters of the congregation. Now also would be an opportune time for you to come as together we stand and we sing.